Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Rednews podcast 164, and I just said to you I'd take 45 minutes of mediocrity to have that 1 minute of ballooning, and that balloon is like sport is incomparable to anything else. How we're moaning, we're gnashing, and I've got the angst, oh, we're going to go for 6 weeks and we're going to be like this and that, and then suddenly the world is a better place. So your name is
Brian,
and what did you just say to me? Come on.
It was 15 years ago that my son Bryce was here for Ronaldo's.
They're not coming on.
Late winner. And now we've got a new Ronaldo in Garnacho.
Do you reckon?
And it's getting better.
It's top.
The top is finished. Unerring.
But you get that, I'm repeating what I said to Steve Black. What that goal does for us,
yeah,
it just sets the mood and not trial. Like they were, I'd have been all the defence, Martial doing Martial.
We were awful.
Yeah.
But
we're getting results where we weren't.
Yeah.
How old was he?
He was six.
Six? Come on, you two. Six.
He was six.
Right, you were six. How does 6-year-old compare to 21-year-old with two goons?
A lot better at 21 years old, I'll tell you that.
What did you think? You enjoy it, lads?
Yeah, it was good. At the end, yeah. Not the rest of the game.
What did you
do
at the goal then?
I look good. But everywhere. Everywhere, just carnage.
It was fucking,
and he was carnage on the train now.
Is that alcohol?
Absolute carnage.
So where are you all happy? Apart from
today, yeah.
We had to win to go into this break. There's a lot. We said before we are a work in motion.
Yeah.
But if you can win the games when you're not playing well,
they're the ones that count the most, aren't they? Yeah.
And if you can trust in a player like that, then you need it.
It's time to
need to see the game.
Right, we see it. As good as it looks.
Yeah.
The goal. Sometimes. Someone said he came on, and within 2 minutes he was our man of the match. Yeah. That's how much he fucking impacted.
In fairness, Lindelof has had a good game, and a game.
I thought Malacia was really, but it's an unusual position.
I just think with Lindelof you expect less. He's like a Snowden.
Yeah.
So you expect him to be shit, and he's actually, today he was.
Who concerns you and who doesn't you at the moment?
Rashford, he can be great, but Rashford and Bruno, because they've got the ability, they're just trying things that they don't need to try.
Bruno does a lot of brain dead. I'm not like, he did a lot of brain dead things that second. I mean, we were terrible, the whole half. And, and Martial reverted back to, like, what baffled me, there's a man now, so shut up. But for 7 minutes to go, we started pressing him. Why are we doing that with 7 minutes to go?
Well, we've been there, done it, and got
it. But it's good to demand, like, for this lot, for your kid, this is what it's all about, to come back and think, it's now our turn.
I'm right,
you're on the podcast. What do you think? Did you get in?
I didn't go in, and stayed in and watched it in the pub with JP.
You've got the long journey home.
Yeah.
A happy one.
Very happy one. Yeah.
Cheers. What did you make of it?
Wasn't really watching that intensively. Great goal by Garnacho at the end. I think it's good to go into the international break with a win. That's all that matters, really.
For 6 weeks, we could just fucking be calm.
Yeah.
And, like, not have...
Yeah, it's a big difference, isn't it?
Because the goal is good. Go on, describe the goal, because I've not seen it since.
The ball over the top, and he drilled it in the bottom corner. Classic Garnacho, really, wasn't it?
Classic Garnacho. I think I'm such a simple red. Like, I was really demoting the way we played, and then I'm so happy. Like, my world is, like, transformed with
what's
on
the first half. Fulham looked on top, but... don't really care.
Lock's out today. JP, get on the podcast.
JP is watching us.
Loads locked out. That's the most I've seen in a long while. Podcast, JP. No edits. What did you make that out? Did you get in?
Did I fuck? What, in the ground?
Yeah.
Nah, no, fucking chance.
There were loads locked out, which is good. It means there's a bit of a buzz about United again.
We wouldn't have got it had we given the ticket for free.
Well, is that issue coming back? Does people want it back?
No way.
You happy with
it? We wouldn't have any problems these days, mate.
Yeah, but you've got to kick against the bastards. You know it, you missed.
I've been tempted. We've been tempted a few times. To be honest,
this will be the revival. Every good band has its moment to come back. ABBA, the musical. We can have holograms of JP selling in the street. He's looking at me with absolute fucking disgust.
Red Issue will come back, and then Cannon Hour comes back.
As what, though?
Well,
you even did a Kenton Hour pose there.
We'll see.
Right, Eric, you happy with him?
There's two people from my United history who will just be on question for anything and everything. One's Cannon Hour and the other's Roy Keane. For me, everyone else will disappoint you.
Not Ollie.
Oh, don't even get me started on him. Don't even get me started on him.
No negatives to that.
Do not get me started on Solskjaer. He's the biggest disappointment.
Can I say something? Do you know who I love? I've got a very soft spot for Dan Jones. I love Dan Jones. I'm so glad he's
gone. Oh, were you the one who was cheering him today?
We've got a full light. Everyone's in. How are you?
I'm really very, very well.
And you didn't get in either.
No. I tried. You could tell when the touts were saying, who's got a ticket, who's got a spare, you know that buying to tell. There was no chance.
So apparently the neutral bit is like 80 to 100.
It doesn't exist anymore, that's the whole point.
That's it, Conrad was going to go in the neutral bit, but...
Half United allocation. It was never a problem with Fulham. Now, I mean, the two Villa games, whatever, there's no hint of a Fulham ticket.
Right,
I came over, but...
Dave, favourite winger of all time?
Favourite winger?
United.
Favourite winger?
Winger.
Oh, well, I thought you said women. I'd be more interested, to be honest. Your favourite women of all time?
Oh, well, there you go. Raquel Welch.
Raquel Welch.
Nicole Appleton.
I posted a Raquel Welch on my wall.
Nicole Appleton.
By the way, well done on your daughter's cooking skills.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah, she was good. Yeah. Has she cooked you a meal yet?
She had, but she hasn't done the smashed burger. She's never done that. That's brilliant.
Well, favourite United winger?
It goes between Kanchelskis and Koppel.
Right, and JP, favourite United winger, favourite United song?
Favourite United winger?
I think it's got to be Giggs 91 to 93 caliber. Giggs went through many metamorphoses and whatever.
Very good word at this time.
And Giggs down here, about 10 years ago, in a 3-2, they run from the left.
Maybe Giggs, I class him as two different players actually. 91 to 93, he was just out of his field. Exciting. 93 to 95, I'd say he's a different player again. And then by 95, 96, I'd say Giggs became like a senior statesman of that team.
He had to change his game.
Even though he was basically one. And that's he's the overlooked player of that 95, 96 season for me. Because you had Schmeichel, Bruce, Keane and Kempenaar, that spine. Yeah. But Giggs, that was one of his best seasons.
And to change his whole... The defensive work he started doing, if this lot learned how to defend back like Giggs did. Right, favourite United song of all time, ever.
Is it a match day song?
Yeah.
The difference between a pub song.
Oh, okay.
Song and a in the ground song. I think in the ground song, you can't go get much better than the slow rendition of Glory, Glory, yeah. My Eye, that deep sort of guttural.
Someone started slow on their own.
I tell you what, Tottenham do that really.
Yeah.
Well. Tottenham fans always do it. Right. United fans are a bit shit with that, but when they do it well, it's brilliant. I wouldn't say pub song, but your away song. When it's your away song, I don't know, that gets everyone. It's like, there's a plucker, Man United. That's a banner. I'm still waiting for him to play any ball because we've let him out. We've got a few Guinness in, aren't we? So
plastic.
I'll think of something.
My first Guinness of the day. Right, and yours, Dave?
I haven't really got a favourite. What it tends to happen when it's not going well, we sing too fast.
Oh, we're singing way too fast. But then it's an age thing. I tell you what, that is speed. Like they showed, I didn't go Thursday, and they showed that one with Paddy Brown, and yeah, he was disrespectful. But then someone said, "Oh, he's 17," and I think, "Fuck me, we act up." He's only 17. But the funny thing is, he posted on his thing, like, you know, no Ronaldo, and the amount. This says the YouTube generation. The amount of morons who are going, yeah, your best work was years ago, Speed. You need to retire. He's fucking 17. Retire at 17. What world is this?
The weird thing is, when I was 17, Speed meant something completely different. Who the fuck is that?
Oh, it's another world. Right, Dave, come on.
Yip, yap, stab.
No, people said that, but it's not the best ever. Sorry, I can't disagree with your choice.
I've got to try and remember now.
We've won the league. I like that one. Right, cheers, lads.
Thank you.
Main thing, we're in the pub, it was nice after. I thought it was a great United end again, seeing loads of youngsters. For years we've been saying we need the next generation to take the baton, and that's happened. But in the boozer, the Ronaldo interview came through. He wants us to talk about him. And most people were like, yeah, but we've won, you know, and he's yesterday's news, as someone put it, and Garnaccio's today's. Just unedifying, and as I said, I didn't want it to get nasty, and I think it will. A few thoughts, obviously, yesterday there's... You don't want to always be shit, but there's no better feeling than that. To come out of nowhere, I thought, and I didn't want, it's a nice thing. Ronaldo news apart, we've got to the World Cup. We've done all right. We are what we are, but I think that shows we're better than last season, but we're still inconsistent. We're not a 90-minute team still, and we have a lot of flaws. And yesterday I thought, I don't know whether it's a mix of tiredness, because you could see from Villa we weren't at the races at all. And I don't know whether it's a mix of tiredness and just that little bit of self-doubt creeps in. But it was important then not to lose two on the bounce. And you don't want to go for the next 6 weeks till Burnley thinking, oh no, we've lost. But yesterday we were taking so many touches. We weren't pressing. And I thought we've still got the problems about not being able to score. I thought Rashford missed a few. but was lively. And as, if he's on the wing and he's creating 15 and in form, that's all right. But we've got to get the forward. And people won't like me slagging Marshall, but I thought if you watched it sometimes, and this isn't a dig, but if you're at the game, you see his lack of effort. And it was slowly creeping in as the game progressed, and he was just meandering again. And I thought, really? And Malacia, I thought, should have been taken off. And not fair on him because he's not a right back, but he was really poor and they were exposing him time and time again. So there's little tweaks that Eric, I'm sure, would look back and think, maybe I could have changed that. Where the hell, who the hell is Aaron Wan-Bissaka joining Sancho? But if you can't get in, I know he's had a tweak, but haven't we got about three or four on permanent tweaks have joined the Phil Jones mummified club. But yeah, that was a bit iffy. And I thought Fulham were quite good. I was pleased for Dan James, even if it was against us. I like Dan James, Nathan will piss take me. But all that matters is getting to this period and thinking, yeah, we've lost four, but we've won, what is it? Ooh. Do research, 1-8. So would want to be a little bit better, but considering what I keep saying, where we were at Brentford, and in a way, Ten Hag said it himself, no games now allows him a little bit of time and space to sort out things that he'd want to and identify and deal with, and then slowly ingratiate himself a bit more. He's going round to staffers. A few staffers always message saying, oh, Eric came up today for a little chat. And I thought, and they say he's totally immersed in the football, but to spend time just saying hello, even if it's a token, you know, how are you, it means and it makes a lot of difference, especially to some of the shit the beds we've had recently in recent years. I'm all right, I think. I mean, there's a few, like, we were debating it in the pub. Where are we? What are we? But we'll see. And this season's such a farce, and it's a disgrace, the World Cup. And I'm a hypocrite for watching it. I wish I had the bottle to not, but it's a disgrace we've got this. And the matches to come, I mean, where the fuck are they going to fit Palace and Leeds in? God only knows. So a few random streams of consciousness. A mate said after the last podcast, if what aired, how bad was the Tuesday night? And I just said, really bad. And how bad was it? That was going, they were going, Riaz looks like it's Charles Bronson. And I had it in my head, Charles Manson. That's the tapas talking. And I will say, we're going to, thanks for everyone who tipped over yesterday. So we're going to quid. We are now donating, if you can, it helps, obviously helps Red News, but it helps mine too. So we're donating £1 from every order till December the 10th. If you can, you can donate direct where I'm doing my walk. It just, it will make a massive difference. And if you can, an order, and we're going to be doing some auctions. So I know times are really tough for people, but if you can give a nod. And also on the mag, I'm hoping we can get to April and do our campaign, but we had a couple of kick in the bollocks recently. The printer's trying his best, but the prices are just, if I told you, come up to me, if I told you how much each mag is now costing, post and print, it is literally scary. And it's like just trying to juggle everything to, and it's not a very nice look, just to juggle everything to keep a mag going. And then the app came along, and Apple have changed things, and they're hard work at the best of times. So it's like, we've got so much content for the next mag. I want to keep doing it. I love selling, and I love seeing people, these little additional things, but bloody hell, trust me, like, same for Andy, it is really, really hard. So if you can, in the run up to Christmas, we haven't got a seller now till Burnley, just think, oh yeah, you know, I could buy a shit cheap pint of Foster's. There are other brands available. And what I tried to emphasise after the game, and there's another bit, I don't know if I'm going to play after this, because there was one final bit I found in the bar late on, but the lad next to me, not in their end, that what that meant to them qualifying over United, the proudness and the community they had, is that is the antithesis of what fucking United tried to do with the European Super League. To Real Sociedad and United fans, everyone who went loved it, that absolutely meant something. So that's why the Super League is a disgrace, because you want to play these teams. Yeah, you know, I get it. Oh, we don't want to play Sheriff at home. But look at all the kids who loved it. So fuck your Super League up your ass. And apologies to our hairdressing bastard. He is right. I do interrupt. I did twig when I listened back to the last one. I do interrupt sometimes. I'm sorry. I just get very excited, people. So, and loudly just murmuring. So it was a very beery one, but some people like them and some people like it when we're in our dungeons, and I think I prefer the pub ones. Right, so football is funny with narratives, but suddenly Maddison's the hero who can save England. It's out of nowhere. And yeah, he's had a good season and he's a good player, but it's like, Maddison's injured, will he be all right? It's like, where the hell, you know, like, you pin it all on him, the poor sod. Where's this all come from? Another thing, now I don't know if this is a, Nick seems to think this is a good idea, but you can link Twitch, I don't know what Twitch is, but Mind have said you can link that we do a stream of the podcast and people can donate while they watch. Please, I really need like a few of you to reply. I've just set up a poll. If it's a shit idea, just tell us. But if it's quite good that you might, one of the days leading up to the 30k walk, think you might want to watch us imbeciles, let us know, because I don't know. The elephant in the room is Ronaldo. And people were saying some, I mean, there's some of that oddball fraternity who just, oh no, I support Ronnie ahead of Man United, fuck off, is that he's calling out the Glazers. Well, we've had in the mag for 18 months that he did demand things like the swimming pool repair, which was a disgrace. So that is fair enough. But I think, and maybe I'm doing him a disservice, but knowing how much of a knob and egotistical knob he can be, I think he's saying, oh, I better do this interview and mention these things. But it's just the me, me, me. And what I found sad is since Newcastle is his decline. And the yellow card at Sociedad and the yellow card at Villa were very on Ronnie. Like, yeah, he has moments of petulant, but it was almost like he was forcing the issue to sort of kickstart something that isn't there. And instead of going, you know, like a year in, oh, the Glazers. Well, he hasn't mentioned the Glazers, has he? What he's done is stick the boot into the bloke who won't play him because he's no longer the player he once was. And to have a go at Erik ten Hag like that is disgusting. And, like, if you think it's Piers Morgan, KP and Ronaldo in a room, you wouldn't want to be in that fucking room, would you? So they're welcome to it. And Morgan loves stirring the shit. The unedifying... God, if I started a swear box now with what I could say about him. So, fuck the ship you sailed on. It's going to end. I hope in 5-10 years we go Ronnie. But the interesting thing is, when we say best United winger in these conversations, we know it's Ronnie. But a few of us think of other people, because it's like there is baggage that comes along with him. And you could deal with it in 2008 and 9 when Ronnie, please stay an extra year, please. Which is like, that's not how United should be. So if he was actually calling out the Glazers, he'd be calling out the Glazers. Right, anything else? I like Dan Jones. Right, I'm just literally, and I can't even read my writing. Actually, Albert said to me the other day, your writing's terrible, Dad. Shamed by a 7-year-old. Oh yeah, my hate of the week is I came home last night a bit leg weary, and as you do, look for toast to try and fill all the Guinness I've had. And I looked in the cupboard and I hated myself. My hate of the week is once again myself, because there was fake Marmite. My missus has bought disgracefully fake Marmite, and what I hated is halfway through the jug. So I hadn't even twigged it was fake Marmite, but once I knew it was fake Marmite, I knew it was fake Marmite. So there you go. Right, listen, Reds, you know I was down about a month ago, but you lift me, and people come up, and even a little chat makes a whole world of difference. And to say, like, people coming up yesterday, it means the world. So let's stick together, Reds. Let's not fall out. And also, Manchester Mind, it means a lot. If you can order anything, we're giving a quid. Support the thing on December 10th and let us know if it's a shit idea or not to live stream us peasants. All right, cheers. Take care. Have a good week. And we won, so the week is better already.
Right. So you haven't even heard. We've had, you haven't even heard, Nathan. You're looking at me with absolute disgust. We've actually got from yesterday your favourite ever crisp for 2 minutes. Seriously, I'm not lying.
Right, so Danny,
yeah.
Is that
two questions to this.
And right, you two questions, go Barney, go for it, go.
Fire so away. I pondered your favourite ever drink, and you then went, very good, favourite ever drink that you could only drink.
Yeah, if you said to me there's only one alcoholic drink for the rest of my life, what would it be?
Well, you've got to do the crisps then.
Guinness, 100% Guinness.
Ever?
If you said to me I could only have one alcoholic drink for the rest of my life, what would it be?
I think, because I'd like a red wine, but I'd get sacked with it.
But Guinness, Seabrook's crisps.
Oh my god. Oh. Why am I friends with him? Why am I friends with him? Oh, it stressed me out so much.
What would you pick?
If I'd pick a pair, just like pale ale in general, just.
That's too vague.
Yeah,
that's
too
vague. Like,
yeah, yeah,
that's okay. Okay.
I've got a crisp in my room, a massive packet.
So
on Tuesday, that I still punch away. The whole trip, I've just gone in at random. Sorry, I'm very. I'm looking forward to a crisp now.
Would it be beer? Would it be a spirit? Would it be a wine?
I mean, you can't say that. I literally just said pale ale, and you all laughed at
me.
Shut the pale ale up your ass. It's a terrible Chris choice.
Is it Camden Pale Ale? What pale ale?
Yeah, I'd probably pick Camden Pale Ale. It'd be definitely in the conversation.
I like Camden Pale Ale.
It's just like a pale ale.
It's not Guinness.
I'm sorry, but if I did say gin and tonic before, but everyone laughed at me, so I feel like under pressure I've got to pick beer. But Chris wise, it's very important. There's a big discussion here.
Right. Because
there's a fair few that should be in the conversation.
Yeah,
Cool Original Doritos need to be mentioned in that conversation. Massively, without a doubt. I'm a Chris connoisseur. It's the one thing in my life that I feel like I know something about. Right. No football. Crisps is where I get them. I do like Pringles. They're not crisps. You press record. I said don't do it because I knew what was going to come out. But Seabrooks are fucking off. They're not even crisps. They're right. Just given to like seagulls and children. So you should probably have like, you know, like Hankook, like, you know the kettle chips that you can get?
Oh, very good.
There's a packet that you can get that's sour cream.
Ooh, I like sour cream.
Sour cream and chilli. It's the red bag. It's a red bag.
Chilli.
Sour cream and chilli. The red bag of kettle chips
and
you can get.
Sour cream is not with chilli.
Incredible.
Right. Okay.
They're incredible.
Is it sweet chilli ones that you get a red bag?
With sour cream.
And popped.
Also,
well, you're on the podcast.
I'm on the podcast.
Two things.
Go on, mate. Hang on. Can I get my fat ass on the chef first? Is that on the podcast?
Three things.
Your fat ass is now on the chair, yeah.
And we're on a multiple hour now.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got to be condensed. I love it, Jack.
I've got to be what?
Condensed.
Condensed. Right,
I've got
you.
Concise, is it?
Sure.
Yeah. Right. Favourite Chris. Favourite beer you only had one beer to choose from, and what do you think about tonight?
Favourite crisps?
Yeah.
As in Monster Munch beef flavoured?
Yeah.
That's a solid selection.
Favourite beer?
Yeah.
Boddington's?
Ever. You can only drink that now.
Wards.
Right. And what did you think about today?
Adequate.
Are you disappointed?
You're asking a follow-up question now. You're asking me, are you condensed? Am I what, sorry?
No, but are you disappointed? We won a year
away. 3 points.
And
we won the game.
How many times has that happened in our lives? Not very often.
Not after losing the first one, winning all the rest.
Shame.
Disappointed that we've got to have another game and that we didn't get the two clear goals, because I thought Ronaldo should have had one and I think Garnacho should have had a second, but that's been the story of our season
Garnacho
so far.
Garnacho's in excitement. That's a massive plus.
That's a massive plus. Every time that boy gets on the ball, there's an intake of breath.
We've not had that for ages. I left today feeling positive, but if we'd have really wanted to batter them, we could have.
Should have.
And Maguire out front was baffling.
We didn't push on, did we? If we'd have pushed on and put them on, we'd have had them.
I mean, I thought his team selector...
You don't need to grab the pubic hair.
I thought his team selection was questionable today, with the beak hasn't played a Premier League game for 6 months. To stick him in there and leave other players out, especially Fred. But apart from that, once we actually got there 1-0 up,
he's not playing Fred.
I know.
Like, but, but, but,
Be careful, because Al can talk for 2 hours.
Yeah, but his selection was justified till we were 1-0 up.
And he will.
Once we went 1-0 up, we then switched off. And then, you know, they started getting control. But then the other questionable decision was getting Maguire playing as centre forward up front, and no one was hitting the ball to him really there. So
what I don't understand is, what baffled me, 80, it was 80 minutes, it wasn't 90 minutes, and like a random, anyway, we're all happy with, it's not a criticism about Ten Hag,
but
the bottom line is, I know you love ideas.
But if the boys had stuck the ball in the net when they had the chances, yeah, it would have been irrelevant.
That's been a thing for the season.
But I think there's a slight criticism of Ten Hag for the selection.
I think he said to the board, you've got to back me.
Yeah, I know, but you don't use it as a game that you can win 2-0 if they fix it on to do it.
At least he didn't bring a goalie off the bench.
Well, we had two of those.
Never seen it, right.
Any last words?
What's your favourite beer, Eric?
What? Favourite crisp?
There we go,
edge on flavour.
Cheese and onion.
What happened to the edge on flavour?
Potatoes. Seabrooks. Some brandy knob. It's not a flavour.